We're probably all familiar with the phrase, be still and know.
But what are we supposed to be still and know? Be still and know what exactly?
Hey guys, I'm Emily.
And I'm Andrew, and welcome to the Unlocked Connection.
Andrew, it's so good to be talking to you. How are things going down south?
Pretty good. I mean, as good as can be expected anyway, given that everybody's still under quarantine, and unfortunately we had some severe weather, and we did have some damage in the area, not for me personally, but I do know some folks that narrowly missed being actually hit by a tornado just a few days ago, so it's been a wild ride, but it's also been some good times, some time to, you know, have some time to think, and be still and know.
Wow, that's crazy. I cannot imagine living anywhere that deals with tornadoes on a pretty regular basis. Like, we do not have any serious weather like that in Michigan. I mean, the worst we get is some bad snow, which it actually is snowing today. So we have snow, but no tornadoes. I can't imagine.
Yeah, you can keep that snow up there. I mean, again, I'm a former Floridian, so I'm still not used to the white stuff by any means. But, you know, even with everything going on, even with, obviously, again, we're still dealing with a global crisis. We've still got so much going on. One of the things we wanted to start off the podcast here this time with is some good news. Why don't you go first with some of the good news you've got?
Well, all of my good news that I've kind of been collecting over the last couple of days are all like relationship stories or just people who are just going out of their way to encourage and uplift other people. I found this really cute story. It's a picture of an 88-year-old man in a bucket truck being lifted up in a multiple-story building so that he can visit with his wife through a window in a nursing home. And I just thought it was the cutest thing ever. But so many stories like that. I've seen so many, even people I know are organizing parades for people on their birthdays, or teachers are organizing Zoom calls with their class so that their classes can be together. So I just love reading stories like that. And this one, it just made me melt. It was so cute.
Yeah, for sure. Well, the story that I found here this week, and I love this. This is actually from North Carolina here, over in Wilmington, North Carolina, over along the Atlantic coast. Apparently there was this 7-year-old boy that's named Stephen Burgess, who obviously is stuck staying home amidst the quarantine, just like the rest of us. But instead of just sitting there while school's closed and he can't really do anything, he came up with a plan not only to help others, but also to spend some time outside at the same time. And so his mom actually told the story that he decided he was going to run for 6 hours in his backyard to raise money for hospitals, food banks, and missions in his own community. She said, it started out as something fun to do. Then I saw that he was serious about it, so I thought, okay, let's share this and uplift some people. And she said that she has been blown away by the amount of people who wanted to donate. So little Stephen walked, or ran rather, 37,000 steps and raised more than $1,500 as of when this story was posted. So I absolutely love that this young boy had, not only did he want to get some time outside, but he wanted to see what he could do to help at the same time. So I found this to be really, really encouraging, and kudos to Stephen definitely for doing that.
I love that. That's so sweet.
I know, for sure. For sure. So.
And running.
Yo.
And he ran.
Absolutely. You can tell that's part of the reason why this one stuck out to me. As soon as I saw that, I was like, oh boy, I got to see this. So.
Wow. Mad respect to him. You know how I feel about running.
So anyhow, so that's
very cool.
That's our good news here for this time on the podcast. But transitioning now, kind of shifting gears, one of the things that we wanted to talk about here on the podcast today is the idea of be still and know. We talked a lot about it. A lot of people have been talking about it, as this time is a chance to be still and know. But as you and I were talking about it, Emily, we were like, okay, be still and know, but be still and know what? You know, what does that really mean? So I want to start us off here with a passage that I have found absolutely fascinating for years. This is actually from Exodus chapter 3. And right here at the kind of middle of Exodus chapter 3, the beginning of the book of Exodus in the Old Testament, Moses is talking to God at the burning bush, if you're familiar with that story. And he's talking to God about leading the Israelites to freedom out of Egypt. And I'd encourage you, if you're not familiar with that story or it's been a while, take a look at Exodus chapter 3 and read through. It's a fascinating, fascinating story. But in this passage, beginning with verse 10, God is speaking and he says, "Come, I will send you to Pharaoh that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt." But Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the children of Israel out of Egypt?" He said, "But I will be with you, and this shall be the sign for you that I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain." Moving on here in verse 13, "Then Moses said to God, 'If I come to the people of Israel and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they ask me, what is his name? What shall I say to them?' God said to Moses, 'I am who I am.' And he said, 'Say this to the people of Israel, I am has sent me to you.'" Now, number one, that's like one of those mic drop moments in the Bible that's just like, wow. Because what God is saying there, calling himself the great I am, that means that God is everything that we need. He is everything that we need. And that is what we get the privilege right now of being still and knowing. So we're going to talk a little bit about this. But Emily, before I move into some of the other thoughts that I've been thinking about, do you have any comments on that passage? I mean, again, that's one of those stories that is just amazing to me to read.
Yeah, I love the context of it too, because Israel was also in a time of despair. They were slaves, and Moses was being told to go and bring them out of it. So there was a lot of fear in that situation as well, a lot of uncertainty. So I love the context of that story. And oddly enough, there was also plagues. So lots of things in common.
For sure. And the thing that's interesting, too, is this was uncertainty about the future. Because, again, they're coming out of a bad situation, but they're going into the unknown, literally. They're going out in the wilderness. They have no idea what's about to happen. So, yeah, there's a lot going on. And good point. Again, there were even plagues yet to come in the story, which, again, just read the first part of Exodus. If it's been a while or you haven't read it yet, definitely take a look at it. It is a fascinating story. But thinking about that now and the great I am and some of the applications of that, that God is everything that we need. I'll give you an example. God is a friend to the lonely. Now, if you're anything like me, in the middle of this quarantine, I am, I think, what you could call an extrovert. I am definitely a people person. And having to be quarantined is driving me pretty much crazy that I can't see people on a regular basis.
Same, bro. Yes.
But let's think about that in terms of the great I am for a moment. We're all feeling some loneliness. And from time to time, we all do feel lonely. But it's definitely been turned up several notches right now in the midst of this quarantine. God is our friend when we're lonely. He's our friend when we're not lonely, but he is there. We can talk to God when we can't talk to anyone else. That's amazing to think about. I mean, I don't know about you, Emily, but knowing that I always have a friend with me no matter what, no matter where I am, no matter what time it is really comforting, especially when I'm feeling really lonely and driven crazy because I'm quarantined right now.
Yes, I love that. And I mean, just going off of Jesus being a friend to us. I've been so encouraged. I was very discouraged last week, if I'm being really honest. I had a very discouraging week last week, and it was kind of crazy how the Lord used Unlocked to kind of encourage me again, because I'm recording and writing intros and outros for these Unlocked devotionals, and I read this one. I don't remember off the top of my head what day it will be played or if it's already been played, but it was called Why Did Jesus Weep? And it was about Jesus crying over his friend Lazarus. And reading that story, I was just so moved. And it was so important that I read that during this time when everyone is just, so many people are in despair right now, and they're so scared and they're so worried. And it was such a good reminder to me to read that Jesus actually grieves over sin and the brokenness that it causes. And that is what makes him such a good friend, because he cares so much about what is going on in the world and how it's affecting us and how scared we are. Like, he cares about all of those things, and he weeps with us over the brokenness that is caused by sin. And so I've just been very blessed by the Unlocked devotionals. You know, like, I think it's easy for people to be like, oh, Emily and Andrew, they must be encouraged all the time. But, you know, we're being encouraged by the devotions as we're reading them also, and we're being challenged by God's word just like anyone who's listening to them. So that was a huge encouragement to me. And Easter, I talked to you earlier, Andrew, about how Easter was such an encouragement to me. A whole day, even though I wasn't with my church and none of us were, and a lot of people were really bummed out about that, I don't think Easter could have come at a more crucial time, because we need to remember that we serve a God who robbed the grave and who defeated death, and the power, the Bible tells us that the power that raised Christ from the dead is the power that dwells inside of us. And I just had a whole day to reflect on that, and it was like a recharge to my batteries. I'm an extrovert, and I think I rely on people to recharge my batteries, but it was totally God, because I did not talk to a single person all day, and I came out of that day with a full set of batteries. It was nuts.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. And thinking again about a few more applications here, and I'm going to go through kind of rapid fire here with some additional things I've been thinking about in terms of the great I am. God is also, again, a friend to the lonely. He is strength to the weak. There's this awesome, awesome passage, and you definitely ought to check it out if you have a chance, at the end of Isaiah chapter 40, where it describes God as giving strength to the weary as wings to eagles. I mean, it is this absolutely amazing word picture, and talking about running and not being weary, walking and not fainting. I mean, just awesome, awesome stuff. That is the God that we serve, the God that gives strength to the weak. We serve the God that gives courage to the fearful. I mean, come on. I think we can all admit that fear has spread across our country and around our world with a contagion more contagious than the virus itself, because I think everybody has some fear right now. God is courage for the fearful. He's hope for the hopeless. He's peace to the anxious. God is all of these things. This is what we get to be still and know right now. And God is most definitely encouragement to the disappointed. Those disappointments are real. We don't get to, oh, just brush them aside, oh, like it didn't even happen. That disappointment is a very real thing. And God knows that. And he is encouragement in the midst of that. There's a lot of applications of this concept of the great I am, but these are just a few things to hopefully get you thinking about God as the great I am, how powerful God is, and the fact that he is the fulfillment of all of our needs. Everything that we need, we can find in him. And I want to leave you now with a passage that we actually were talking about as part of Keys for Kids Ministries in our devotion this morning, before we're recording this, a passage from Psalm chapter 46, which is amazingly applicable right now. Beginning with verse 1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling, Selah. I think all of us will freely admit it feels like our lives have been turned upside down right now. And this psalm reminds me that even in those times, God is still our refuge. He is still our defender. He is the great I am. So any closing thoughts there, Emily, on that?
I think that was great. I think it's very important that we look at the blessings we have. I think that will just kind of keep our perspective where it needs to be. I get to do work in my pajamas now, so that's always good. I'm wearing sweatpants right now. Actually, I'm also wearing socks and sandals, so I'm the epitome of fashion. But I think that God is so good, and I think that when we look back on this pandemic in the future, we will say no different, that God is good now. He was good yesterday. He's going to be good tomorrow, and He knows what tomorrow looks like already. So I take peace in that, and I hope that you do, Andrew, and I hope that anybody listening to this will take peace in that.
Absolutely, absolutely. So again, I think we would both encourage you to read through Psalm chapter 46 to help keep God's word alive in your life here this week, this month, as we continue heading through the pandemic, as we're still uncertain of the future. And also, read through Exodus chapter 3. Look at that story of what God did in leading the Israelites out of Egypt through so much uncertainty. I guess that pretty much wraps up what we've got for you here this time. Definitely let us know if you've got any prayer requests, anything like that. You can reach out to us on social media. We always love to hear from you. What is that social media handle there, Emily?
It is Unlocked Devo on Instagram, and we also are on Facebook, so follow us on Facebook too.
Yeah, definitely check us out online. We would love to hear from you. We are praying for you. We hope that you are for us as well. We're in this together, and we would love to have the privilege of being able to pray for whatever requests you have in the middle of this crisis right now.
All right, until next time, I'm Emily.
And I'm Andrew.
Encouraging you to live your life unlocked.
Opening the door to God in your life.